This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Off to Cardiff on Wednesday, another tough trip for you, and what's been a busy period.
Yeah, we seem to be putting miles on, and you know, it's been tough for the schedule, and you know, we've been in a great run, and we've hit a little bit of a, not a little, but you know, we're playing some really good teams on the road, and everybody knows how hard it is in this league in the road, and it comes midweek again, but we got to get through this week and it settles down again a little bit. But we're in a good position, you know. The aim is to make the playoffs, and now we're ahead of that, so we just keep going, just to try to find our A game again.
The schedule in particular, how much of a challenge has that been for you when you consider you're not getting the practice time you would like in between games?
Yeah, we since Christmas time, really, we haven't practiced a lot. There was some weeks we could get some in, but it's really hurt us probably the last, I don't know how many games we've played, maybe 13 and 26 or something, so if you imagine playing 13 games in 26 days, you're not going to practice much, especially when you're travelling a lot as well. I think we've done over 4,000 miles, probably about 60 hours travel. So guys need rest. You know, I'm just looking forward to getting out at the end of this week and guys having a couple of days off and then coming back to normal practice and getting some weekends games instead of constantly playing midweek. But, you know, we had a good cup run. And that added to it, the Christmas period, everybody knows how hard that is. And just the way our schedule dropped in, we had a lot of games at the one period. And, you know, we could be in a way worse position, let's be honest.
And is the fact you're still third in the table made even more impressive by the schedule that you've had recently?
Yeah, I think I knew over Christmas time that everybody's busy over Christmas. So, you know, if you can do well, you can pull yourself right into a good position at Christmas time because there's so many games come at once. And we were pretty good over Christmas and we pulled ourselves right up the league a little bit. And then it kept rolling. You know, we're picking up points and playing some great games. And I think we play our A game a lot. But, you know, I've said from day one, and if the way we play, if we, you know, the way we force games and the way we push the pace, if we're not competing at the highest levels and working at the highest levels, then we're going to be picked off at times. So, you know, I think last weekend was really the first weekend in a long time that we never played with A game, and we played two good teams and we fell short in the games.
So to Cardiff, a team that came off the back of the weekend where they lost the two games against Belfast at the weekend, probably you guys probably aren't the team they want to be playing in a game like that. They want to bounce back from those.
I mean, Cardiff and Belfast are obviously in a two-way scrap to win the league. I think they're even in points. They both play that night. I'm sure we're going to have our hands full. We've had some good games against Cardiff this season. The first one was a disaster in Cardiff. We probably done us the biggest favour when they beat us the way they did because we really learned from that and it made us a better team. The last lot of games have been pretty close. We've played really well against them and we've matched up good against them. But they're a great team. They're very good at home, as everybody knows. But I think after the weekend there, I'm sure I know my guys are going to come back and be ready to go again. We weren't happy the way the weekend went. It's not just results. We just know we had more than that. And I think we all let a little bit of fatigue get on top of us. So I'm expecting a good response this week. Three big games and we have to find... We've got to try and find at least 50% hockey. You know, 50% hockey gives us a good chance of continuing in third to the end of the year. And that's got to be our goal. You know, we've got to try and finish as high as we can.
Craig Peacock's been missing the last few games. Obviously, injuries kind of get the better of him. How much of a loss has he been?
Yeah, he's a huge loss. I think Craig was back playing where he was 5 years ago this year. his skating was getting better and he was moving well and he had a real smile on his face and he was confident and he was decent in draws and reliable defensively. He was carrying the puck up the ice. He was playing well with Cons and Deuce. And we just don't have another player like Craig. He's a different type of player. It's a huge loss. You know, short term, we got away with it. We know we come back in the league game against Belfast on a Sunday and we get a result. We go to Sheffield. But I felt last weekend we missed Craig. You know, he's good in the PP as well down low. So, but we have to just get on with it. Everybody gets injuries. We've been very, very, very lucky this year so far, the way things have went. You know, and we got, so other guys have to step up, and it's just, he's a real quality player, so of course, it's a big loss to the team, and he's a captain as well, he's good in the room.